Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to 2-4 Tuesday. This is one of two Facebook Lives every Tuesday. This is the Golden Mastermind Seminars Facebook Live, GMS Live. Welcome to live this afternoon. It is 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Topic for today's call is the attraction factor. The ability to attract to reality people and situations that will fulfill cause, meaning, and purpose. Marina, welcome to today's Facebook Live. David Summerly, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. Kevin Clinton Paulson, welcome to Tuesday afternoon, late afternoon, GMS Facebook Live, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Bryce Thompson, good afternoon. Bryce says hello to everyone. Welcome to Facebook Live. Topic for today's Facebook Live is the attraction factor. Yvonne, Kayla, and Bryce, welcome. Good afternoon. And Kayla, good afternoon to you in the beautiful San Francisco Bay, if that's where you are today. Welcome, everyone. I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Heather, good to see you this afternoon. Look forward to coaching you this afternoon, Heather. Good to see you. Wojo, good to see you. Lori, Heather, Brittany. So we're going to go ahead and move into the inspirational portion of today's call. If you are relatively new to this Facebook Live, feel free to connect with anyone on the live. Most of the people watching are coaching clients. Many of them have been my client for multiple years. Scott Huminski, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. Kayla says she is in San Francisco, the beautiful city by the bay. So, and I had the privilege of coaching Wojo this morning. So let's move into the inspirational portion and content of today's Facebook Live. Attraction is a skill. For those of you who have coached with me or followed me for a number of years, I have consistently taught that being able to attract to your reality people and situations to fulfill your purpose, cause, and meaning is a skill. We have a Division II or Division I AA volleyball coach on today's Facebook Live who is a very, very skilled recruiter. Recruiting is a skill. Bringing talent together is a skill, but being able to recruit, attract. So attraction will show up in who you hire to trim your trees. I have a very, very skilled tree trimmer and an arborist. His name is Oscar. He's been trimming my trees for 10 years. So in real estate, I have a full team. I have a mason contractor, a brick contractor, cement contractor, general contractor, roofer, paver, etc. That is my network. To my reality, I attract people and situations that can fulfill cause, meaning, and purpose. Then in your network, in mine, I have a civil attorney, I have a tax attorney, I have a great accountant, a bookkeeper. This is all part of the network, people I attract to my reality. And these relationships have come over periods of years. My accountant's been my accountant for over 10 years. Prior to that, I had a different accountant for 10 years. So being able to develop connections into contribution into collaboration. This is how you start to bring a situation together that forms the culture, that forms the team. So in attracting to your reality, it's going to be very important that you understand what this means. The map of consciousness explains. Now, what does that mean? So consciousness is anxiety, fear, and doubt. That's the bottom. That's a low level of consciousness. A higher level of consciousness is understanding, being aware, knowing, trusting. So in that type of energy, when you know, you'll attract at a higher law of averages, more quality, like-minded people in the know, in the now. When you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt, and you reside in anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're going to attract your reality, similar energy, similar people to fulfill those feelings. That's why you see in relationships when someone leaves one relationship and they don't really address the cause that created the effect of that type of relationship and they move to the next relationship, that person tends to repeat the behavior unless effort is put in to sobriety and recovery. On last night's Facebook Live, I covered detachment. And if you haven't had a chance to watch it, it was recorded at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 Eastern Standard Time. late last night, and I covered detachment and codependency. So if you're codependent, meaning you enable, over-obligate, do more for others than you do for yourself, you will attract people to fulfill those feelings. So if you're a chronic enabler, it means you're doing everything for everyone else. If you're building a culture and a team, you'll attract people of that energy to you frequently. Scott Lucas is on today's call. Scott's been my client going on going into two years now. Scott's been through a lot of recovery, sobriety, and really understands what it means to let go. So letting go means separating your feelings from the events that shaped them. So if you've had disappointments in your recent past, a divorce, a job that let you go, a career that ended, a company that went out of business, or situations like this, and you're still living that disappointment of the past, you can still harbor that energy, bring it into the present, and then attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill those feelings. So in this book, The Map of Consciousness Explained, or any other books written by David Hawkins, Hawkins breaks down energy and then breaks it down into cycles per second or hertz. So that is how energy is measured and calibrated. I spent quality time earlier in my career with Dr. Joe Dispenza and John Assaraf, and both of them also talked about this, the reticular activating system. It's an emotional engine that searches for a set of feelings. And those set of feelings that we hold on to in anxiety, fear, or doubt are anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride. So if you have anxiety about being rejected, or if you live in abandonment, well, you're going to attract people to fulfill those feelings. As you become aware of this, as you begin to have a better understanding, as you separate your feelings from the events that shape them, you're now creating distance and space that's called allow. You're moving into an allow space. You're allowing people to enter your circle of influence in a different level of comfortability. But if you're uncomfortable, you have anxiety about being rejected, being abandoned, being neglected, being disappointed, if you have trust issues, if you have the other side of it, as you try and control the outcome, you put energy into rescuing someone, fixing someone, you're using your credit cards, your money to prop them up, keep them in life, keep them in business, control the outcome. If you're keeping someone off the streets, moving into your house, or other situations like this, you'll continue to attract your reality. The same situation over and over fulfills the feelings. So when you're emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, there's a payoff. Now, most of society does not like to address the payoff. They'd rather stay in denial. And that denial is spoken like this. I don't know. I don't understand why I do this. This always seems to happen to me. Well, there's a reason that it's happening to either you or someone else, because there's a series of events that creates an emotion. That emotion is also connected to a set of neurons that wire fire in the brain. And a body that runs the brain in an overwhelmed state will go into fight or flight. And that fight or flight means I'm worried, I'm nervous, I'm not sure about the outcome. And so that also creates avoidance tendencies. It also creates stuffed feelings that are typically stuffed with food, alcohol, compulsive debting, spending, sex, love addictions, anorexia, bulimia, and a whole multitude of situations that keep you in a less than, in an average, in a I'm not good enough, and I'm not sure if. That's the energy that gets transmuted in a very mixed message. So in a mixed message, you're virtually saying, please join me, but don't, because I'm not sure if. I'd like to go out on a date with you, but I'm not sure if I'm good enough or if I can control the outcome. So what happens to a lot of really good people with good intentions, that's good on good, but not committed, is there's a lot of avoidance that happens, a lot of overwhelmed, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of not sure, especially when you're changing a career. When you've had a career that you're familiar in, and especially when you're told what to do, and you drive to a certain place, and there's a set of rules in place, and there's a set of documents that tell you how to operate, and there's managers, and there's hierarchies, and there's government that's governing you and telling you how to operate and perform, and then they gaslight you and ghost you and traumatize you and reject you and abandon you, just like happened in your household, and you wake up one day and go, wow, this is not the job or the career or whatever it is that I'm looking for. And so you actually start to make this break, and you say, I'm done with this, and you step out into a place called free enterprise. Well, your body isn't prepared for the toxic shock that it's about to encounter, because it's new, and this new and unfamiliar state for many people is overwhelming. And as you begin to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, as you have a better understanding of letting go, separating feelings from events, you will begin to change gradually, or it can happen quickly, who and what you attract. So this will explain the phenomenon of why someone can enter into a direct sales business, a direct marketing business, and where their skills of recruiting, someone who has the ability to recruit, can start to build a culture. If you look in sports, Nick Saban has been one of the greatest recruiters in the history of college football. Dabo Swinney at Clemson is also another one. The great Bear Bryant. You can look at some of the coaches in basketball, football, volleyball, sports. Then you look at professional sporting teams that draft and bring and build cultures over the era of time, the New England Patriots, the New York Yankees. And then you look at other situations. Then there's the volleyball cultures of teams that dominate, swim teams that dominate. And then there's college that specialize in it, and they learn how to recruit. Well, it's going to be your responsibility to also learn how to recruit. And on a very, very scaled down level, we're talking about even recruiting a soulmate. And even though that may not be how you've ever perceived it, but if you continue to attract people that you date and mate that you're in conflict with, or they're addicts, and then you think you're going to fix and mend them, well, you're going to be in the same situation over and over until you can change the behavior. But when you become clear, you become certain, and you understand, and you know. So there's a different level of focus. Instead of trying, that's what it is. It's like way out here in this big net. You're trying to find some of this big net. And in internet marketing, there's terms for it. It's like, who are you looking for? You know, who's your ideal candidate? Who are you clearly looking to attract? Who's your ideal teammate? And in real estate, if you're selling in certain markets, you're looking for a qualified buyer. So if the average home price in Orange County, California is $800,000 to $1.5 million for that bottom tier of homes, well, there's a certain type of buyer that you're looking for. You're not going to drive across town, pick someone up who doesn't have the credit to buy that house. It just doesn't compute, does it? Yet that's how many people do, is they go out and they attempt to attract people who aren't qualified for the situation, and then many people try and fix the situation, control it, over-obligate, and enable. And then what happens is disappointment. As you become clear, as you have a better understanding, as you move into an energy called courage, because courage is the first level of consciousness above anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, courage is not an emotion. Courage is a quality, but it's an accessible energy that you pull yourself up into the ladder. You have enough courage to face the situation. And in that courage, as you let go of the courage rung, and when you go like this, and you move into acceptance, now you've just graduated up into 250 cycles a second. Once again, energy is measured in hertz and cycles per second. So a very, very low vibration that you will transmute, the lowest level of energy, will be an energy called apathy. It's despondent energy. It's depression energy. It's give up energy. It's rock bottom energy. On three different occasions in my life, I was in a very rock bottom situation. The rock of rock bottoms for me was being wheeled into a hospital on a gurney, put in a hospital bed in a county hospital. I spent 4 days on Demerol and was eventually wheeled in to a 12-step meeting for heroin addicts and alcoholics in the county system. And that's where I got clean and sober 33 years ago. And that unequivocally changed my life. Because at that point in my life, rock bottom was near suicide. That's apathy. That's despondency. That's hopelessness. That's give up. That's the bottom of the scale of energy. Who am I going to attract? Street addicts. Hopeless people, homeless people, because that's where I'd gravitated down to. People go, oh my God, you've been through so much. Well, you don't want to go through that. That's very overrated to hit rock bottom. You don't require a couple of divorces to get the lesson. You don't require rock bottom. Jail is not the recipe. I ended up in jail a few times for drug addiction, alcoholism, hit and run, a whole series of transgressions that I just couldn't seem to get it together. When rock bottom is rock bottom, that's not the way to change. The way to change is now, when you're ready, when you're committed. Because in any given day, David can beat Goliath. Your Goliath is your ego. Now, your ego is not your eccentric or your egotistic. Your ego is the lower self that continues to whisper into your ear that you're not good enough. Your ego is the analytical, egoic mind that wants to continue to do bong, smoke weed, do shots, do medication in other situations to alter your mood altering. So any mood altering substance or drug that allows you to stop feeling the pain that your body's creating because of what you're holding on to. As you begin to let go of events and understand that letting go is a skill set, that's what changes who and what. As you begin to let go, and so if you've had traumatic relationship after traumatic relationship, if the men or women that you've attracted consistently to your life are addicts and codependents or people that have a lot of drama and chaos, then it's your responsibility to take a good look at this in full acceptance with forgiveness and understand that you had a responsibility. And that responsibility is going to go all the way back to events in your childhood and teenage years that have still keep perpetuating. Now, in recovery, you look at that situation and you're able to look at it for what it is. You're able to separate the feelings from the events, and you're able to forgive people and you forgive yourself and move into acceptance. That begins the change and shift in energy. But if you have a team and you're worried about your team and your team isn't producing, and then you internalize it and you make it about you, then that's what you've done. That's what your ego will do. Then now you can be critical of yourself. So if you can't find someone to reject yourself or reject you, then you'll just, and then you start to understand this. You go, wow, this is such a waste of time and a waste of energy. I attract top tier salespeople as employees. My last several employees have been exceptional. I attract them. Dylan Albertson is right now driving some of my cars. He's doing errands on his own without me giving him any direction. He is self-sufficient. He is self-reliant. In my handbook, I was telling one of my clients, my employee handbook is 2 pages because everything I do is simple. So I can duplicate that. That's what duplication is. Duplication comes from simplicity. You can't duplicate when it's complicated. When you have a complicated system and a complicated process, now you can only attract intelligent people who can figure out your complication. But if what you produce is simple, if you have a routine, a method, a way to go about a daily life, and you can attract someone to your reality that can duplicate this, then there's a probability that there will be production based on that simplicity. But if it's complicated, production gets complicated. It's complicated to produce. That's why a simple system that is easily duplicated is what will create the compounded effect. So what I do is very simple. I do the same thing over and over every single day. When I tell people how many hours I devote to my craft, many people go, oh my God, I could never do that. They are right. They just spoke into existence the reality that they're going to create. Because see, also in attraction, word is law. The way you communicate dictates who and what you attract. So if your communication style is broken, a lot of sentences are stopped and started. If you start the sentence and then go down over here, and when I coach people, I go, finish your first sentence, finish your first thought. And this is what happens. Many people are so overwhelmed. They start a sentence, they go to the next sentence. They don't finish the last one. They've got 2 or 3 sentences going on at one time, and they wonder why they can't close sales. Now, Paul Stock is on today's phone call, or today's live. Paul is a top-tier contractor in the state of Connecticut. Paul is the type of people that he has several crews at one time. He rehabs homes, fixes and flips homes, and he does projects for another top-tier real estate investor, Joe Schirmer. They collaborate and contribute to each other, and the two of them will have multiple projects going on in one time. So that means that the two of them are skilled at being ambidextrous. These two men are very skilled at being able to move the parts at one time. Now, the way that's done is in organization, detail conscious. But you can't do this when you're overwhelmed. What happens is you get behind, you miss tax payments, you miss payments at the bank, you have challenges collecting from the customers. And this is what happens to many contractors. They're so overwhelmed and they're so skilled at building, but not skilled at collecting and not skilled at the details of running the business that the business goes out of business. It's a very commonality. Now, as a solopreneur, which is what many of you are, it means you have a sole proprietorship. Now, you may have a corporation or an LLC, and if you have that, that would be an advantage. That means that you actually know how to operate a business. And if you understand that and can teach it, then that's an asset in attracting to your reality. Quality, like-minded, then you fill in the blanks. It's important that you have clarity on what you seek to attract. And when you are clear and you know what you are looking for, then you will attract soulmates, teammates, vendors, contractors, then attorneys, accountants, and other people in your circle of influence and your net worth. Because it's imperative that you attract your reality, quality, like-minded success seekers that you can collaborate with. And as you learn the skill of letting go, meaning you're skilled at separating feelings from the events, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. So in this classic book that just came out, this is David Hawkins' newest book. I've been reading David Hawkins since 2008. I bought my first David Hawkins book, Power vs. Force. Hawkins wrote that book in 2005. Hawkins is was a phenomenal writer. He passed in 2012. The latest book is a compilation of some of his greatest content that was just been brought together in 2019 and then published in book form. And his content is very, very consistent about how to scale the map of consciousness. So in understanding consciousness means awareness, understanding, and knowing. So what's going on in the world today? It's head swiveling for a lot of people. But there's never been a time that you trust the process more than right now. I mean, you trust in God, you trust in the process, but most importantly, you trust in yourself to follow through. But if you spend a lot of your time overwhelmed, worried about the outcome that hasn't happened, you will not be and stay productive. A lot of oppression is happening to us. A lot of our civil liberties are getting taken away from us. We can't dine out. We can't go out. We're asked to wear certain situations on our faces. And I understand all this. As an American, a patriot, and someone who understands what's going on in the world, I can't focus on all that. What I focus on, who I can be and what I can do, and I will definitely do my part in this process. But my focus is on attracting to my reality people I can offer my service and my value to. My purpose is to be very clear on what I'm seeking in my clients, my prospects, my teammates, and my employees, my people in my circle of influence, my mastermind alliance, my network, and people who I can collaborate with, people who of like mind come together for common causes. When you have one or more people come together for a common cause, that's the formation of a mastermind alliance. As you begin to bring two and three people to your reality and four and five and six and seven, now you're starting to create a culture. If you want to be a millionaire, millionaires in this society, I mean, welcome to the big leagues. It's not that it's going to be more challenging in the present and the future. It's going to be what it is. And that means if you can adapt and adjust to the situation at hand and you bring value and service, or you have intellectual property, you're innovative and creative, and you can move and adapt and adjust, then there's a high probability you'll own a business, stay in business, and teach the skills to others. But if you get overwhelmed, worried about the outcome that hasn't happened, you'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your purpose. Also, in attraction, it's imperative that you have very clear boundaries with who you let in your circle of influence, who you listen to. If you listen to mainstream media, you can absolutely get overwhelmed by them. Now, I have been a proponent of not watching that type of content for over 25 plus years. My life changed in 1996 when I bought a course called Gateway to Financial Freedom. I met people in that circle of influence. I met Ron Paul in that time frame. I met Frederick Lehrman. I met David Icke. I saw David Icke speak in 1997. I saw G. Edward Griffin. That content that I learned from him about the Federal Reserve banking system unequivocally changed my whole mindset about money. Also, in attraction, the way you feel about asking, receiving, and deserving determines your ability to create commerce and free enterprise. And then your tenacity and your relentlessness about being and staying in a business, being and staying gainfully employed by self, self-employed, our great nation offers you that. Our great nation, no matter how challenging it is at present, still gives you the opportunity to create and attract what the free market will bear in free enterprise, meaning there are no limitations. Now, our situation is being challenged right now. I'll be the first to say my head is swiveled a little bit, but I also am very level-headed. I have a good common sense. I'm from a small town of 7,500 people in Iowa and 15,000 people in Missouri. I grew up in two towns. I grew up close to Omaha, Nebraska, and Kansas City, Missouri. So I have some common sense about what, there's not a whole lot I can do, but there's a lot about what I can be. And I can be my best every single day. So that means if I say it, I follow through on it, because word is law, word is law. And if you're committed to changing who and what you attract, then be very clear in your daily game plan. So your daily game plan, you require dedicated blocks of time to exercise, spirituality, content, to connections, collaborations. And then if you have a job or a business, you have dedicated time to the production of it. Also, if you have a job, do your best not to hate your job. Because if you're hating your job and then you bring that hate into your home, and then you think you're going to separate this hate from that business, you may not like your job, but at least respect your employer and respect the situation that you have. Do your best to let go of anxiety, fear, and doubt. The emotions are anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride. As you separate your feelings from those emotions, you're scaling consciousness, meaning you're now moving into courage, courage into acceptance, acceptance into consciousness. The bottom of consciousness starts transmuting energy at 300 cycles a second. It means you start to pick up momentum. Your objective is to be able to be and stay in consciousness so that you're not relapsing back into anxiety, fear, and doubt. So if I feel myself getting worried about the outcome that hasn't happened, I take deep, long abdominal breaths, because that breath, which is connected to the neocortex of your brain, it connects to the bottom of your abdomen, connected by a nerve called the vagus nerve. When you're able to keep those two connections between your brain and your abdomen through abdominal breathing, now you're separating the neurons that wire and fire that form feelings of apathy, grief, anxieties, and other feelings that we tend to hold on to. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you are letting go. Letting go means that you are separating your feelings from the events, so there's no emotional connection to your past, so your present is clarity. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you are on my email list, I have a Black Friday special that I've had for the last 20 plus years. So my assistant Dylan Albertson has already released that. If you're on today's call or today's live and you have not accessed a free 20-minute coaching session from me, I offer 20-minute coaching sessions to first-time clients or repeat clients who would like to reconnect with me regarding one-on-one coaching. I have coached 60,000 hours, 12,000 clients. I'm going to be entering my 23rd, this is my 23rd year of coaching. So thank you very much, everyone, for being on today's Facebook Live. Now, today is 2-4-Tuesday. Henry and Ted, good to see you. Carla, great to see you. Linda Davis, great to see you. Wendy, great to see you. And everyone else that I didn't get the opportunity. 2-4-Tuesday, that means that tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific, I'll be back here with a new topic. Jennifer Sparr, great to see you this afternoon. Thank you for the content you sent me. And for those of you, Heather, look forward to coaching you this afternoon. Amy Gilbert, love, love, love you and Tom. Big hand for Amy Gilbert's husband, Tom, 20 plus year veteran of the New York Police Department, specifically on Long Island. Love our men in blue. Wojo, good to see you, my brother. Congratulations on your successes. I'm going to go do a little prospecting. Have a great afternoon. Scott Lucas, good to see you. Good afternoon, everyone. Roger Maldonado, my brother, good to see you. Mike Mackin, good to see you.